For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Typhoon Mujigi is expected to land in South China later this morning. And as a result, the Golden Week holiday is being suspended for all civil servants in Hainan starting from Saturday. Work's being underway to evacuate local households that may be affected by the storm. Air and train services in the province have been suspended, and some coastal tourist destinations have also closed. Meanwhile, in Guangdong, around 39,000 fishing boats have returned to harbor or nearby shelters. The storm was about 470 kilometers off the coast of Zhanjiang City, Guangdong Province, by 4 p.m. Saturday, packing winds of up to 120 kilometers per hour. It's forecast to move northwest at a speed of 20 kilometers per hour until making landfall in Wenchang City, Hainan Province, sometime this morning. The Chinese government's promising stronger ties with Singapore. Chinese President Xi Jinping made the suggestion in a note of congratulations sent to Singapore's president to mark the 25th anniversary of diplomatic ties. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has also sent a similar message. The note comes on the heels of Prime Minister Li Hsien-loong being sworn in on Thursday as the country's prime minister following his re-election last month. Chinese authorities have launched a crackdown on fake overseas driver's licenses. The Ministry of Public Security says police have been dealing with a slew of crimes associated with either fake entry and exit documents or overseas driver's licenses. The crackdown's targeting intermediary agents and tourism services, which are offering driver's licenses in outside countries in a very short time. Holding a foreign driver's license makes it much easier to obtain a Chinese driver's license. The annual high-level general debate has come to its conclusion at the historic 70th session of the UN General Assembly. More than 120 heads of state and government have addressed the assembly over the past 6 days. A wide range of issues, including climate change, peace, and development, have dominated discussions. The Syrian crisis, extremism, terrorism, and refugee and migration crises have been highlighted in several high-level meetings on the sidelines of the general debate. China's pledge to contribute to strengthening UN peacekeeping by setting up a permanent peacekeeping police squad and building a peacekeeping standby force of 8,000 troops. A landslide in Guatemala has claimed at least 33 lives now. Officials say at least 600 people remain missing. The tragedy at Santa Catarina Peñola on the southeastern flank of Guatemala City occurred on Thursday when tons of earth, rock, and trees were loosened by rain and cascaded onto the town from the hillside above. The tragedy hit Guatemala after weeks of political turmoil just as it prepares to elect a new president. Last month, outgoing President Otto Perez was forced to stand down and was arrested on corruption charges. China's clinched the 2015 FIBA Asian Championship after beating the Philippines 78-67 in the men's basketball final. It was the 16th Asian title for the basketball giant, and this win has also guaranteed China a berth in the men's basketball tournament of the 2016 Rio Olympics. The Philippines finished runner-up, while defending champion Iran placed third at the highest-level competition in Asian basketball. China, which won its last Asian title in 2011, made full use of its size on home court. They beat their opponents 46-28 on rebounds, along with making 5 blocks. Chinese power forward Yi Jianlian was named the MVP of the tournament. Authorities overseeing the construction of the world's largest radio telescope in southern China say the wiring of the instrument has now been completed. The 500-meter-wide spherical radio telescope, FAST as the project's dubbed, is expected to be finished sometime next year. And once finished, Chinese scientists say the telescope will help mankind better understand the origins of our universe. FAST, located in Guizhou, is going to be the largest telescope of its kind in the world, surpassing Arecibo Observatory in Puerto Rico, which is 300 meters in diameter. A photo exhibition connected to the Silk Road is opened at the University of Hawaii. The exhibition features pictures of the natural scenery along the ancient route, as well as photos outlining the history and culture along that trading path. The Silk Road dates back to 200 BCE. The exhibition at the University of Hawaii comes as the Chinese government presses forward with the 21st century version of it, known as the Silk Road Economic Belt and Maritime Route. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.